Gilbert Bernardis. I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Well-versed in the arts of fine women and strong drink. Now, we're doing this podcast. I guess that's what they call it, podcast. I don't know if this is some kind of sorcery or whatever it is, but somebody promised me I'd get a nail afterwards. Anyway, I don't know who they are, but I do know that I'm gonna get a nail. Anyway, the five rules for not getting caught, and why I broke all of them. they said to do it on a subject of, you know, some kind of teaching thing, so I figured that would be that'd be a good place to start. Welcome back, beautiful listeners, coming to get some wisdom from the good old Gilbreth, I see. Unfortunate debtors who are on my IOU list, and the IOU list of the IOUs that I owe you and you owe me. And those who owe me IOUs, and they are on that list, which gets them on this list, which brings them here. And yeah, the ex is pretending not to listen. Or pretending to listen. Whatever. Anyway, this is episode 2 of Half Truths, Whole Drinks. Speaking of which, I need a drink. Where's my drink? Give me a moment. I'll be right back. And today, we're talking about how not to get caught. Which is hilarious, really, because I've been caught so many times, I have a favorite cell. Well, anyway. And there's supposed to be like some kind of sponsor that comes in here. Like a Segway. Like a horse carriage that brings in some kind of sponsorship. Like a Ulfgar ale or something. No. Whatever, I still don't have my drink. And I'll continue. And I guess I get the drink afterwards. Oh, okay. Okay, rule one. Don't steal what you can talk your way into. Listen close now. You can steal the key, or you can flirt with the innkeeper's daughter until she hands it to you with a smile. Same goal, fewer chains. This applies to hearts, vaults, and meat pies. Rule 2. Leave before the music stops. You know the feeling when a tavern gets quiet? Like, too quiet? That's not your cue to finish your drink. It's your cue to jump out the nearest window, even if it's closed. Especially if it's closed. Rule number 3. Don't lie. Improvise the truth. Okay? Because the thing is, it isn't lying, per se. It's more like talking about alternative realities and potentialities of what could happen in this scenario or that scenario. It's totally different. And in the reality where that happened, then yes, that would be the case. And of course there'd be some that say, oh, you need to make it true. Well, the thing is, if you make it up, and you're imagining that other type of reality, and there's no other proof that says it doesn't exist, kind of like the religions and the clerics and all that other kind of stuff, then that truth becomes a part of you, so therefore it is true. In a way. Right? And then, you know, you can decide for yourself. But anyway, it's not a lie if it could be true. I once told a guard I was escorting the stolen horse back to its rightful owner. Did I know where the owner was? No! But I knew they wanted their horse back. And that's basically justice, right? Rule number 4. Never fall in love mid-heist. There's my ale. Alright. Yeah. Never fall in love, Ned Heist. Brewy taught me that one. If you're stealing something of valuable, don't get distracted by someone more valuable. Or do. Just make sure you're not the one who ends up stolen. Still haven't figured out who took more? Her, or that noble's wine collection. Rule number 5. Always have an escape plan. You don't tell anyone. Again, always have an escape plan. You don't tell anyone. Your exit plan is like your real name. Don't share it unless you want someone to use it against you. I keep 3 escape routes in every tavern. 4 if you count seduction. I always count seduction. And look. I broke every single one of these rules. That's how I know they work. Next week's topic. Love letters I forgot I wrote. And the words that... words that activated when I did. Till then, don't get caught. And if you do, be charming. Yeah. Speaking of escape plans... Thank you.